it's Bree, and my show, Bree TV, is now on the After Party every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on the B-side. Tune in and call in so we can talk about everything from relationships, religion, politics, sex, travel, or gardening. Remember, Bree TV every Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the After Party. See you at the party.
My mental starts to play. A ghetto sauce you are, and I'll be your sexual chocolate bar. And I gotta keep strong for the cause, and you gotta keep strong for the tours. Brother, man, and me, damn the family. What else could we be with no one understands us but me? You were the first to change. Big T, I'm out.
I don't wanna rain on this parade, But I'm starting to question love that was made. I'm not looking for just an affair. Want a love that is based on the truth, not just dare.
Not hurt my pride if right now you decide
that you are not ready to settle down.
But if you want my heart, then it's time that you stop
to act like you're mine in the light and the dark. If you love me,
say it.
If you trust me,
do it.
If you want me,
show it.
If you need me,
prove it.
If you love me,
say it.
If you trust me,
do it.
You want me,
show it.
If you need me,
prove it.
Just see now, actions speak louder than words. So don't just say things that I've already heard. I want to body without your soul. I don't want a love who will come here and go. Oh, yeah.
Not hurt my pride if right now you decide
that you are not ready to settle down.
But if you want my heart, then it's time that you stop
to act like you're mine.
My love is always there. keep saying it's too late to think it over, baby. After all that we've been through, girl, I'm begging you, I'm down on my knees.
It's already started. Do not. None of that on the air.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When's tonight? 6 to 8 p.m. Bree TV. Listen, I do want to say this because we're going to be off the rails right away. They started over there right on time.
They do?
They did.
Oh, dang.
I think it's a church lead. But it's a different show.
Are you always late?
No. I don't necessarily start right at 6 o'clock anyway.
But that's all right. Maybe that's your thing.
I give myself like 5 minutes, but then it's a power-packed hour and, 50 minutes. So I'm good.
Non-stop, yeah.
Yeah, then it's like fun the whole time. So, because they over there talking like NPR. Because I just want to say that everything was great today. That ain't what happens over here. So just an observation. So anyway, it's Wednesday night, 6 to 8 p.m., Bree TV, theafterparty.com, theafterparty.com on the B side. You want to call in, 214-717-4827. I am here with Nakamichi.
Hey, how y'all doing?
And we are talking about stuff today again. I set a schedule or a run list for this show, and it always goes off the fucking rails. Every time. Every single time. I can never get into what I'm trying to get into ever because something else happens, and I'm like a fucking cat, and somebody rolled something shiny across the floor, and I got distracted.
But good show.
So... Yeah,
I think subject matter is good.
I think it's good. The content is really good. I just have other stuff written down, so I didn't bother writing anything down today. I was like, yeah, I'm learning. Just
that's
don't even formula. Bother with it.
That is your formula.
Yeah, because it just goes. So today, I wanted to talk, and I may end up doing it again at a later day because I had some people that had to cancel for various reasons, sick kids, jobs,
Ooh.
Blah, 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 blah. I know. The hell with your kids and your job. Anyway, so... I have I was going to talk about dating, and I had men and women that were scheduled to be on. And Mr. Meech here showed up, so we're good. I saw something. I'm going to find it for you on Facebook. But it was a post that someone shared, and the woman wrote, or the objective of the post was when men would compliment women, the objective was to just agree or go, I know.
As far as when a man gives the compliment?
Yeah.
It's safe sometimes, so you don't say the wrong thing. Somebody could be not pregnant, and you'd be like, you know, you glowing, and she like, no, I'm just this big. Like, I've been in that situation. It's not a good look.
Well, no, but here's the thing. This is what it. For instance, if a woman is walking down the street and say, if a guy goes, oh, you have nice hair. She goes, yeah, I know.
Oh, no. At least say thank you, or, you know, my boozy daughter act like that.
I think, ooh. Obviously, I think it's funny. But
Damn.
I think it's funny, and this is why. I think it's funny because, hell, I'm trying to find the post. I think it's funny because, I didn't turn that phone off. It's probably going to ring. I think it's funny because it irritates the men.
Yeah, you know, men is ego trips. Usually they only give me a compliment to get me right. Drunk. So, okay, I get yes, the humor now. I was like, now. Thank you, man. I know that.
Yes, right. And so,
oh, that is an ego blast. Yeah.
Yes.
More so, it's the deflator for the man. Like, so yes. Keep walking like that.
Right. And the thing was that when I was reading it, and I found it on my phone, and now I can't find it. But for instance, if they said, oh, you have nice hair, and they'll go, she was like, yeah, okay. Oh, I know. And then the dude was like, well, the least you could say is thank you or whatever. But I like it too. So, of course, I like it. It's on my head. So then it's conversation sarcasm. But it basically just exposes the dudes as frauds.
Yeah, because if you want it as a compliment, you're
yes,
good with it.
Yes. So basically, what is happening is they will just, the girl would say, you know, I know or whatever. And she said, somebody else said that they dated a guy for like a year. And the whole time that they dated, he said he never complimented her because he didn't want her to get a big head.
That's kind of crappy, though, you know.
Kind of.
At some point, you know. My grandma used to always say, you don't compliment no man on doing what he's supposed to do. So that's one aspect.
True.
But your woman, you at least want to make sure you tell her that she's beautiful, you know, at least once a day. Some people go a whole lifetime, ain't told her nothing, and wonder why she with the mailman. Every day he dropped the mail off, you're beautiful, baby.
Well, it happens. I'm turning all these things off on this phone.
Oh, you got sense, huh?
What do you mean I got sense now?
I don't even know about that stuff, so it would all been running on my phone. That's why I said you got sense.
No, that's the new phone. That's that S8 Plus.
That's dope dealer stuff.
Right. Right, because the dude part of me has to have the biggest, best phone, so I couldn't get the Galaxy S8.
TV.
I needed the S8 Plus.
But I bet you the quality of the image on
is fantastic.
Good. Yeah,
it's fantastic. That's a great phone.
So for the live show, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's a great phone.
You
I just don't know
on people.
Right, I just don't know how to do anything. I don't even know how to crop pictures on that phone.
Oh, that's all right. Take your time.
I need to YouTube it. But anyway, so basically. It was the which I thought was very interesting. The point of her agreeing with men was basically to it exposes them.
Yeah, ego deflator.
Right.
Huh.
And you can always tell. You know, because sometimes you're in a good mood. You feel like you're looking cute and you know you're feeling yourself.
Swag alert.
Right. So then when a dude compliment, because I'll do it sometimes and they go, oh my god, you are fine. I go, oh, ain't I? But usually what I get is a laugh.
Yeah,
they laugh back
because
and I know they're probably like this heifer
psychology,
right here. Man. Yes, man. But basically, what the point of what she was saying was, if you if a guy is complimenting you, and it's basically is teaching women to, it's teaching women to value their appearance. Yeah. And when you don't giggle back at a guy or say thank you or, you know, whatever like that, then it basically
the typical annex, you know. That,
right. It's basically
it'll make
like
a dude
you're
come correct at you is what it'll do. Quiet well. As it's kept. Think about it. Because some women set that tone about themselves when you want to conversate with them or approach them. I've been shot down like that in my younger days when I was like 21.
What is younger? I was going to say, what is that last week?
Yeah, you know what? I'm a senior citizen on the cool. Like, I eat Viagra and heart medicine on the regular just to eat it.
Well, you do understand that Viagra is, oh my God.
Just laid up like, for no reason.
With a heart on. Ridiculous. Ooh. Ridiculous. So, Viagra.
But yeah,
if you're
50,
I think you can join AARP at 50. I need to get a membership.
Yeah, you don't look 50.
Well, I'm never gonna look 50, you know, but I did just turn 50. But I need to get my. What did they give? 10% off or something?
Are you serious?
I think so. I don't know what they do with AARP. I just got here.
You get all kinds of discounts at 50, man. You can ride through the ice cream place like you know what it is, man. Discount, baby. Two scoops. Baller alert.
So,
oh my God. Embracing it is, you know, get the food now. When you walk up in there, pull a card on.
I know. It's going to have to be like restaurants, though, because I don't really eat fast food. Though for the last week, I have been digging McDonald's fries. I've been jamming. Yes. I don't know what it is.
French fries. You think I hooked on the formula.
Now, here's the thing, though. I can go years and not have French fries at McDonald's. And for whatever reason, I wanted hot fries from McDonald's.
Now you're back. Back on that thing.
You know what? It depends.
Fill off the way.
But I may not eat them again for another 3 or 4 years. It just, I want what I want.
The best French fries. Yeah. I refuse to eat them. I have whole fits with myself. Seizures trying to
not
drive.
Eat.
Yeah, man, ain't going to McDonald's. You never know. Shoot.
Well, I'm not a fast food kind of girl, so it was a little odd, but I just went ahead and had the French fries. And then when I eat them, if I get them and I'm going to work, I don't eat them all anyway because it's like a mother having food when she show up around her kids.
Oh, yeah.
So then I have to feed them.
All I'm coming to you. You right. Breastfeed everybody. In
no,
too,
I'm not.
They're going to lock you up.
No, I'm not. They're all girls. I don't breastfeed girls, sir. Oh, my God.
I'm tired of y'all ruining my punchlines. That was just so perfect right there.
No. Oh, no. Jesus. So I just found this to be interesting, and I still can't find it for you because.
But I love the psychology of it, man.
Well, but you know, and again, getting back to I can't ever get a thought out on this show. I can't follow a plan for the show.
That is your plan, unorthodox.
Right, and that's cool. Yeah. But I was talking about having dating fatigue, like 3 or 4 shows ago or something. It came up. I think I said dating fatigue, and that was it. Maybe a couple sentences. I think you guys were here.
Yeah, you know what.
And
you
we
did.
Talked about it very briefly, and then we went into something else.
You did good, though, because you closed out on it. It all tied in together. It just looked like random chaos. It just looked like chaos. But I'm telling you, it's a smooth formula.
Okay. Because, you know, I don't listen to the show either. I won't listen
to it. You
know what?
A lot of people, when they do their stuff, they don't pay no mind. Movies, videos, music.
I don't listen to it. I think I sound like a hillbilly.
I personally like it. The first time I was exposed to it in the car was the live version. I was, like, really scared. I was nervous. You know?
Yeah, people always feel like when they're coming, they don't know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I tell them. It's my show. I will carry this show.
I do what I do.
Right. When you come in and you have a seat, you may be a little nervous, but it's just like talking.
Yep.
You know, I don't care how many people listen. I don't care. I just talk like I'm talking.
Yeah, you be yourself and you don't script it. And I think that's a good formula.
Oh, my God. I'd be like Trump if they handed put a teleprompter in front of me.
Trump is nothing more than a nigga in white skin.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Think about it. He could do what he wants.
Nigga, black person, nigga, nigga.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all.
I don't even want him. I don't even want to put him on niggas.
You know, we can't claim him.
Dave no, Chappelle fuck no, we can't claim him.
The race wars is coming back.
We don't want him. No. Hell no. He's about to send the world to hell in a handbasket. We don't want that on our record. Just like a kindergarten is going on your permanent record.
You know what? I'm already in agreement with you. But I just, how many white men actually say, I'm going to just be openly ignorant towards you and not care what you think, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, but don't attest that to us.
No, it has nothing to do with us.
Okay, yeah, but don't say that's us. Right, but don't, yeah, no. Yeah, we don't want that behavior. We don't like that at all.
We can't. We just do a little ignorant stuff.
We do plenty of ignorant on our own. No, thank you.
Because I just seen a lady in some pajamas that made no sense on the way here. None.
First of all, in pajamas at all and outside your house.
She meant that.
Pet peeves. Pet peeves.
Had matching shoes.
Nope.
I just can't stomach it.
Nope.
At all. You think we're going to hell in a handbasket? All of us.
The country.
Do we have to attach ourselves to the country?
Well, my thing about that is, if you didn't bother to vote, how you gonna? Even if you don't attach yourself to the country, okay, let's say you don't, and you also didn't bother to vote, I don't want to be bothered with you.
No, that's real.
Let's say if everybody else goes to hell in the handbasket but us, I don't want the part of us that didn't bother to vote, because all you're gonna do is start a new society and mess that one up. Huh. So I don't want to be a party to that. I don't want them.
You never think about that, do you?
Who? That's all I post about all day on Facebook.
I'm always a third party referencer. It never comes out right, but
gotcha.
I'm working on it to make it flow smoother. But people don't ever think about that. The person who stand to the side and don't do nothing.
Yeah, I don't like. I don't care for that. I don't. But anyway, we were talking about dating, Nietzsche. Yeah. I'm not going to fool with Donald Trump today, because until they completely humiliate him and put his punk ass in chains, face down on the goddamn concrete in a puddle of mud or water or dog shit or something with a news camera in his fucking face, or shoot him in his back trying to walk away because he don't run. He's dumb. You know what he said?
He's beyond dumb.
He is. Yes.
Because that new speech came out of a movie. I was dead.
I saw that, and he's so... First of all, he's dumb because he's surrounded himself with dumb people. And you know what he said? He said he believes that humans are given a finite amount of energy, and basically exercising uses it up.
Wow. I don't even think he know what the hell he just said. You know, the word finite, does anybody know what that
I don't
means?
Know if he said finite or not. I'm saying finite because I know what the hell finite means. But
what is finite? That's my first introduction.
Infinite.
Really?
Infinite. Infinite. Into eternity. Into forever. Finite. Closed. There is an absolute end to it.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. It's infinite. And then if you look at infinite, infinite, but it's pronounced infinite. And then finite. So he thinks that the human body only has a certain, like, say if you were born and you get 100 energies, whatever that is. That's just because I don't even know how you would say that. But he's dumb, so I think this will go.
It's a Mega Man shit right here.
Right. So if you get 100 energies, he believes that if you exercise, you use the energy and you don't get any more. So if you use up all your 100 energies, let's say you get down to 20, you only have 20 energies left. Is what he thinks.
Nintendo shit. Our president is on Nintendo with human beings.
I don't even think you need to put him on Nintendo either. I don't. Anything that I like, I don't want him associated with it.
I agree with you.
But he doesn't understand that, like, to be from there to be mental clarity, you generally speaking need to exercise. You need blood flow. You need activity so the oxygen is moving. He's got sun. It's just in a spray bottle.
Oh, wow.
And sometimes the spray bottle forgets his hands.
You know, you off the chain. He's two different color whites.
That. Oh my god, he's orange and white. It's like a dreamsicle. I can't. Until he gets, I want him marched out of that White House in handcuffs as a symbol to anybody else that wants to try it. And I want he and everyone associated with him taken down. I want. Him, I need Pence's gay Casper the Friendly Ghost ass. I want his wife to go for good measure just for having been married to him for as long as she has been.
Michelle's speech she did. I said they just be taking stuff.
Not Trump's wife. I meant the vice president's wife. But they can have Melania too, because I saw a video with her questioning Barack Obama's citizenship or whether he was born in America or not. Bitch, we know you definitely weren't born in America, so I'm gonna need you to shut up about my president.
Wow.
Yeah, so let's get Donald and his wife. Let's get the vice president and his wife. I need Bannon to go. I need that son-in-law to go. I need his daughter to go. Their kids for good measure.
Yeah, because they usually tend to come
back. I need his sons and their wives and kids to go. I think his youngest son, Baron, can stay, though, because I think Baron maybe has, I think Baron is either autistic or maybe has Asperger's. No, seriously, and I'm not even being funny. I think that he does.
I don't know what you say. He can stay because he's not
legitimate. I don't think that he's that bad. I mean, that's, you know what I mean? He's not a bad person.
Well, typically, people who are afflicted tend to be better in the spirit on how they look at stuff.
Well, his daddy is going to get it.
Oh, man.
If I got anything to say about it. I want all the kids, except for Baron, Tiffany, maybe. The jury's still out on her. That's the daughter by Marla Maples.
I have no history of her either, huh?
Yeah, I'm familiar with them. But I just, I need Bannon. I need Michael Flynn. I need Jeff Sessions.
Mm.
Vladimir Putin. Anybody associated with him. All his kids and girlfriends and dogs.
They say he did. His wife came out and said, that's not her husband that's doing that.
They think they funny. They, you know what? Today, shoot him in his head. Let's be sure.
She says somebody dumb. I can't take
it. I'm not. Are they not? All Americans are not this dumb. The people who didn't bother to vote and the people who voted for Trump, i.e. white women. I don't make the news. I just report it. White women broke for Trump at 53% after he talked about grabbing people by their pussies.
He sure made that a movement, huh? Damn, boy.
They had pussy hats on and everything. Here, I done started talking politics. They done went to Washington, D.C. and had pussy hats on.
Politics.
Ugh, yeah, this is how it usually works. But anyway, yeah, so then after they, once he started doing all the shit he said he was going to do, now they're all offended. That dude is dumb.
Yeah, he beyond dumb.
He's man. Dumb.
So the presidency is really for sale, man. We used to hear that as kids and think it was a joke.
Rob Blagojevich is in prison for trying to sell Barack Obama's seat in Illinois.
Are you serious?
Yeah, where you been? Okay, I'm not talking about
you. Know I don't get into
okay,
it.
Okay. Yeah, Rob Blagojevich was trying to sell Barack Obama's seat once he won the presidency. He was going to sell it. He even told his nephew. His nephew's like 22 or whatever. He was like, "Oh, if you were like 26, I'd disappoint you." To his nephew, and they got it all on tape. I'm like, "Why do these people not know? Stop saying stuff. Go talk to people."
Yeah, I would. You know, this is a whole new era. You know.
Yeah. So anyway. But yeah. So right, this whole bit, this deal, and I while I was talking, I wasn't even bothered to look because I know how to find it on my phone on Facebook. I am not sure how to find it on my laptop. But anyway, basically the gist of it was she would when men would compliment her, she would just agree. And it basically was speaking to the fact that when men compliment women, there's a motive, there's a reason for it. They expect a particular response.
Yeah.
So when you don't give them that response, insecure men, when you don't give them that response, they get
sad. They used to be like, you ain't all that anyway.
I don't, fuck you. No, thank you. I always look and go, so look, I was good. Yeah. I was good for not talking to you because this is showing me that
straight ignorant.
Yeah, so I thought that was very interesting at how women are expected to respond to being complimented.
Everything's an expectation when you look at it, too. And men are so controlling and just
and insecure.
Oh, man.
Ugh.
That come from how you basically live your life. You know, people like to blame their society on it, but at the end of the day, it's really about who you are on the inside. You can learn a behavior, but you unlearn that as you grow. What you are is what you are. If you
unlearn it if you want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it doesn't benefit you.
Oh, you're talking about the manipulators.
Well, the thing is, because the person that made this post that I'm looking for, her name was the devil's side chick.
I don't even know if I want any of her loving behind that. Like, I mean, how can you spin that into a good thing?
I don't know, but let me see. I don't know who posted it. Anyway, I'm going to find it, still watch. But, I think it's just when men are insecure. Well, here's my theory, and I don't know if we discussed this before when you were here, but my thing is I think that racism, sexism, colorism, ageism, I think they're all the same thing. I think it's all a cancer, and they're just different varieties.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I think that men who, if you are a black man, let's say, and you What is going on with my phone? If you are a black man and you feel like somehow women should be subjected to you, then if you were a white guy, you'd be racist.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's the flip of it. That's the sexism
right.
in it. What is that on your phone? I'm just,
it's a man.
Okay, that's what I thought. Is he an actor?
Yeah, I think so.
You got to have you some eye candy. I'm not managing. Inspiration.
I can't figure out why the phone went away to begin with.
Ooh, she can get it. That's the host of the show. I like how she spent that, though. You know, and then when you look them square in their face just to see what their reaction going to be behind you just subtly saying, I know, I agree with you. You know, man, all that to get monkey.
Monkey, that's such an ugly term.
I know, right? It's really an insult to the man, though, because they up a tree for bananas on the regular. So they monkeys.
Yeah. I don't even understand that. I don't understand.
The woman's anatomy is a powerful thing, man.
Men, you guys are so retarded. What? Look.
They simple creatures.
Mitch gets on this. He is simple. Hitting on me.
I love her. I told her to come get her clothes out of my house. She still won't come get her clothes.
I've never been to his house.
She do. Me and my mom been sharing that house for 5 years. You going to act like you ain't been to that house? Because I live with my mama still. I'm tired of people putting me down acting like they too good for me. Because I asked to borrow your car twice.
You know. Oh, Lord.
We supposed to be a team. A nigga will spend it any kind of way he can.
Right.
To make it work.
And you ain't about to. First of all, no. Weird. No. No.
You know what? It's because I'm older than her. And she want to act funny about the situation. We talking about dating. You know, this is a real topic. Why won't you date Michi? Let's talk about this. Let's address the problem.
Is this what you want to talk about?
Wait a minute. Hell no. I am not finna fall under that radar.
You brought it up.
It was a joke. Hell no. Let's move past it. Let's talk about.
Because it don't matter to me.
But see, my ego can't take it. I'm just a fragile creature. I would leave out of here shattered like.
There's nothing wrong with you. I don't care to date.
You know what?
But that's that whole thing. But that's that whole thing with what I was talking about, having dating fatigue.
Oh, you did talk. We brought back dating fatigue. I'm cold.
Yes.
I'm cold.
Yes. You guys got to go back about three shows to get the two words I said on dating. Three or four shows to get the two little words, two sentences I said on dating fatigue.
I don't even date myself. I just work. It's a peace of mind. I flirt. I'm a flirt whore. I like flirting. Flirting is good.
Yes, you flirt a lot.
It's healthy for you. And I like to see women smile. Think about that.
I don't. You know what, though? I don't do that. I don't flirt.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't.
Shame on you. Up until this point, I knew you was like, you would borderline lie sometimes.
Mm-mm.
But that's a bold-faced lie. That's just
no, it isn't. Listen, it may come across as that, but I'm not flirting. Because if I'm flirting, I'm the chick that, say if I'm out somewhere and I see a dude.
Oh, you aggressive.
He'll know I'm flirting.
Oh, yeah,
I'm the
aggressive.
Chick that looks
that's
at you.
Right.
I'm the chick that is, I'm looking at you across the room, and when you look up and look at me, I don't look away.
Yeah, he going to look away like, and she's
he's going to look away and then look back. And I'm going to still
that's
be looking.
Trip.
I'm going to still be looking, and I'm not going
to
blink.
Because you like to take
it. Right, and then I'm going to cock my head to the side like, what is taking you so long to get over here? Well, you ain't come to get it, not just yet. It ain't on the table. But you need to come on over here and let me see if you can string a sentence together.
I wasn't talking about the vaginal region.
Okay, well, I don't know. I have to clear stuff up.
You do, because nowadays, if you leave it open.
Right, I like to clear stuff up, because then you said Meech could get it, and he was, I didn't say that.
She never said
that. I did not say that.
She always told me I could never get it. I just want to clear that up.
Right, and I'm not going to tell you I didn't say it either.
She said that. She's like, you can't have none of this. I was like, it's all right.
Look, yeah. Listen, I'm telling you, you got to ration out good stuff.
Bow, I just had sex with you right now. I don't even care. Right there, that just happened on live air. Boom. Savor it. Hold that. Bro, you want some? Engineer, you want some of this too, huh?
No. Say no, Bow, Eric. Say no.
Big E, I just hit you with some brie. In your
face. His head had sex with me, and he's asking you if you want
you
to. If I'm going to be passed around, I'm going to shoot somebody.
Don't shoot nobody. Because Everybody.
Yeah, you just thought how this is gonna go down.
Everybody dead already. They just was.
And it's $12.99 a minute. And the imaginary sex had better be good, or I'm not coming back.
I'm sorry, it's probably not gonna be good. I'm a male.
Then I'm not coming back.
We do the best we can do. You know, we do. We do the best we can do.
But yes, I can be. If I'm interested, if I think somebody's really attractive, I will.
I think that is like a good thing, but I think for weak men, that probably scared the hell out of them, man. Like, shit, she's still looking at me, dog.
No, you know what, though? And I haven't done it a lot, but when I do it, I don't think it matters to the dude, because I don't think weak men realize so much that they're weak men. You know what I mean? So if it's done, usually, even if they're a little scared, they still, that need to know.
You better go in.
Right.
Get to know her.
Look, let's go talk to her and see if she's easy.
Who wants easy?
Like, oh, lots of people want easy.
That is horrible, man. Who wants easy? You can't get nothing out of easy that's going to benefit you, you know?
Well, they get what they want. I don't think that, man, you and I have had, in the few weeks that we've known each other, we have had conversations, all of them playing out on air, unfortunately.
It is. But you know what? That caters to my fantasy. I've married you 3 times. I divorced you because you left me for, like, a younger dude. He was more physique. But that's cool. He could go to hell. James, if I ever meet you, I'm going to fuck you up.
James?
I had to give him a name. I had to make that shit real. I was like, I told Destiny, I said, if you ever see James out here at the place of business, standing there at the front door, just start shaking him.
So oh, my God.
He just keel over and shit. Like, he
ridiculous.
Ruined our life.
He ruined our life. I didn't ruin it by getting with imaginary James. Was he handsome?
He was, actually. He was well-mannered. He actually didn't drop the ball on nothing.
And he had dark skin?
He did. Chocolate. Like an island boy.
Ooh, nice white teeth.
Fuck James. You ever see James?
I would like to.
Wait.
Look, can you hook it up?
Turn the camera.
Cause wow.
I know, right? Tay Diggs' teeth, this big chiclet sitting in his mouth. Like that nigga gum. No, I don't want to talk.
That's
about
my
that
ideal dude. You keep bringing this stuff up.
I don't want to talk about this no more. A light skinned, bad body gentleman such as myself, you know.
Bad body.
I'm Sinbad's illegitimate son and shit.
Oh, my man. God. Are you kidding?
Man, Sinbad's still performing while y'all playing. My stepdaddy is somebody. So at least I'm not affiliated with nobody.
And Sinbad's got a little cash.
He do.
He's got a little cash. He's smart. Oh, you know what I saw, which I thought was interesting? Again, random shit, because still not talking about dating again. But
we was. We talked about our life.
Well, we'll come back. Right, and how I fucked you over with James. Because Jay was cool.
No, he wasn't.
He was cool with me.
He wasn't cool with you. He did that to hurt me. He was jealous.
No, so I let him in?
Yes.
I let him hurt you? I'm so sorry. So crazy.
What was you about to say?
Evidently, Monique is beefing with Oprah. Oh,
you know, and it's the second time I heard about the Dark Crusaders. Oprah, Al Sharp.
Al Sharp?
I know, sound crazy, right?
No, it's Oprah.
Bill Cosby.
No.
Uh-huh.
No, it's Oprah and Lee Daniels.
No, I'm talking about their group, their organization. There's 10 of them. They call it the Dark Crusaders. Pull up this thing online when you get a chance. It's called Dave Chappelle X-Files, on why his show really got canceled the first time and the content of the show. They felt like he was setting black people back with the stuff that he was talking about. That's why he did the bid on Oprah. This is all hypothetical. I just read it. I don't know if it's true. But the way that it's on there.
He did what on Oprah? He did what?
Remember he did that bid on Oprah on why he all of a sudden. It's funny, of course, to make jokes about people who got money, but all of a sudden he started targeting certain people that he was making the jokes about and the skits about. Well, those are the same people who was attacking Dave Chappelle, telling him to stop doing the show or to tone down the content of the show. Same thing that Monique came under fire for. See, Monique was blackballed, literally.
That's what I was talking about, because she's mad at Oprah, Lee Daniels, and Tyler Perry. Yeah. And she did a little part of her stand-up thing. She told them they could suck her dick if she had one.
My mama told her boss that at work, OG shit. Just like, y'all can suck my dick. They didn't even fire her.
I was going to say, your mama still got a job?
Yeah, I was embarrassed. That's the same week she got into a fight. Some young girl pushed her.
At work.
Put them.
Where your mama work?
At the old folks' home. She don't wear drawers either.
Yeah. This is why I can't get involved with your family. I can't be associated with this type of people.
I don't judge your people. I don't judge them.
I do it everybody.
You feel me? I just accept y'all for y'all. I've loved you ever since I was a kid. You know that. No, don't be like that, man. You know.
You want to hear something interesting?
I do. I'm always
like seriously interesting, and I think that you will. I think you'll like this. But it, first of all, Monique better quit telling Oprah to suck her dick.
Let me tell you something. You don't want to beef with Oprah. Oprah don't even show her face when she bites your ass back. Oprah's like Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart had people decorating their cells. But you doing life? No worries. There's fucking flowers on the wall. Cupcake here and there. Shit is all right.
Oh, my God.
She has a sex machine. She don't even get sex from her man. She said, look.
Who?
Martha Stewart said, nobody will control me. She bought a $15,000 sex machine. You know what she said? I flip it on. I flip it off. She got them. I never say this word right. Worcestershire crystals.
Swarovski crystals.
In her driveway.
Worcestershire.
I always fuck it up. I just want
that's
you to know
a
that.
Sauce.
I know. It's just. You probably going to tell me
Worcestershire
something.
Worcestershire crystals.
I'm
going to
call you like B. You ain't going to believe this. You going to be like, I just told you that. I don't know why I do that. It's just something that happens.
Okay.
Yeah, she said if the count ain't the same every year when they pull them bitches up, somebody getting fired. That's how serious she is about that shit. Yeah.
How's she going to know who to get fired? Because if it was me, I would take 10 of them the very first day after they put them down. And then you done had 17 more people come through here working.
Why you got to be ignorant? I'm just repeating what this woman said.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
I think you're a conspiracy theorist.
I can't make this up. It's not so much as conspiracy theorist because at some point it's not theoretical when you start seeing the same coincidence over and over again. I don't know if that word can be used there as a coincidence. That's like
this, a pattern.
Yeah, if I come home and you cheating every time, this ain't an accident. Like, how did this happen?
Well, first of all, somebody's dumb.
Yeah.
Them for getting caught, you for keep staying. Somebody, someone or everyone is dumb.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to talk about people's personal shit, but somebody's dumb. So now I got to go Google and figure out if Martha Stewart got a sex toy.
Actually, she does. Google it.
And it's $15,000?
$15,000. Miss Stewart don't play. It was a great documentary I watched on her because
that might be worth the investment.
Because she fired an old man because she said he was trying to control her too much. She don't play that. She
control her through sex.
Her empire and whatever else she was doing. She don't like. She's a control freak. She openly admits that. She's like, I have to have control of everything. You know.
And she should. It served her well.
It has. Very few women has been able to boss up and run it like that. I even like.
Well, but I think there's I don't even know what that is. I think there's
somebody call her.
Yeah. I'm going to take a stab and say that's a telemarketer.
Who is Uncle Lou? That's Uncle Lou.
That says UCL.
That's abbreviation for Uncle Lou.
I don't have an Uncle Lou.
I know.
That's interesting. Anyway, I think that more women would be that way if they were encouraged to be that way.
Yes.
Because the women who are that way are hyper-vigilant because they've had to go through so much shit to get there.
What that word mean? People don't know those words. That's a great word, and we want to educate as we go. So touch them with the definition. That's a wonderful word. I've never heard that word in my life.
Hypervigilant?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to give you the...
That's so
I don't
cold.
Want to give you the Brianna
Boy,
definition.
I'm the urban nerves?
No, I'm going to give you the right one. Because I can tell you my definition.
I'm doing good. I haven't objectified your body today or nothing. I am so proud of myself.
I don't know
myself.
How you couldn't.
Shame on you. Shame on you.
I'm just saying.
I'm rising to a new level. I've been working on this within myself.
Good for you.
You see, because it's good to look at women, appreciate the anatomy. But like I was talking to my daughter, and I was like, when a dude is just looking at you and then done it to a point where you feel uncomfortable, that's a violation of your personal space at that point. So I don't want to be that. You know?
Well, they'll do it. Hypervigilance. Is an enhanced state of sensory sensitivity accompanied by an exaggerated intensity of behaviors whose purpose is to detect threats. They're hypervigilant. Like when you're a woman and you constantly, when you are treated a certain way, or if you are a certain way and people or society or whomever doesn't like that thing that's in you, so they come at you about those, you recognize the behavior. So you're hypervigilant. You know when people are coming at you.
Yeah, based off of the behavior pattern you
yeah,
see.
Everything that you've seen before. So you're, as a woman, when you, if you are a boss, because I was a boss at 3.
You're still a boss now.
Yeah, but I've spent a lifetime with people trying to get it out of me.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm hypervigilant. I'm very aware of that behavior. I know right away, even if men say crazy stuff, or it can be women sometimes, when they say things, I recognize the behavior right away because I have seen it, for such a long time, you just know what it is, even when it's packaged differently.
Why are they trying to beat it out of you?
Because that's not something that people generally like in women. Because, first of all, because men like, particularly insecure men, like to feel like they are in charge, like they're the boss. And if your notion, for whatever reason, is that somehow as a man, by birth of your birth, of the birthright of you, wait a minute, you're, by birth as a man, you are somehow better than women just because you're a man.
Great bullshit.
Right. But just because you're a man, you are better than women. If that's what you tend to believe, things that are going to make you feel better. So if you come across a chick or a woman who is the boss and she's running stuff, then usually what happens is there's some type of exercise employed to try to break her or to poke at her, to try to test it, to see what you can get away with.
Whack. You should empower. Really, you should be her backbone at that point and play her side.
Yeah, dudes don't like that. And they don't even, but here's the thing, they don't even have to know you. Basically, what they do is they dudes can see it. I believe that men smell like dogs do.
They do, vibrations. Yeah.
Because I have seen men pick women that they know their spirit is either broken.
Or weak.
Or it's, yes, that's weak or damaged. They pick them.
I got some family like that.
Yeah, or they get them when they're really, really young, when they can break them.
To try to mold them.
Yes.
My sister was like that for a while. She broke out of that, though. You know, it took a moment for her to understand it, but after talking to her and helping her see certain things, that's my other sister, Bushi. Bushi was like that for a minute. She broke out of that, though.
But you have to, the thing is, for you to understand, there's some, for a woman to understand those things or to accept those things or acknowledge them, there are some harsh realities that women have to come to. And they tend, not even self-awareness. The thing is, women tend not to, it's hard for women to believe that men will use them.
Oh, man, a dude will use you till you're a corpse and still try to use your credit when you're dead. Like, dog, charge it. She loved me, man.
Yeah, it just...
What breaks my heart is that you still consider yourself a man when you're in that category. Me being a man, that's why I tell my daughter I've been every level of a man. I've been the worst type of man you could be, a manipulator, a liar, thief, petty. If you really trying to grow as a person and get to a place where you love your fucking self, you have to acknowledge all the bullshit about yourself in order to recognize it in another person. So if you really want to help somebody, you tell them that you was a piece of shit. I was a piece of shit.
Or as a woman, if you are a woman and you don't understand if you don't understand what the game is, so to speak, it's hard for women to come to the understanding that he was using me the whole time.
Ooh, that's a heartbreaker. My mama went through that.
Yeah, he was using me the whole time because then you have to acknowledge that you were taken in, which makes you feel stupid. Then you realize, okay, I can't trust myself to see through bullshit, but you have to do those things.
It's a growing place. That's the naiveness about us.
Right. But like when it happened to me, I was like, oh, okay, this motherfucker's he's running game. I got it. But I didn't take it and internalize it like, oh my gosh, I didn't know. My thing was, okay, I got you.
How'd you figure it out though?
I'm made like that.
Oh yeah, the woman intuition.
Just as a kid, certain things I just knew. And I make mistakes like the next person does, possibly even bigger mistakes because I take greater chances a lot of times. Gotcha. But I realize I will cut myself slack. And I also acknowledge that, like, when I went out into the world, my mom didn't teach me stuff that I felt like I should have known going into the world. She didn't teach me game.
That's typical. You know?
And
you need
which
that.
Is right, which is why young girls get taken in because they haven't been taught. They're taught to look for, they're looking for husbands or whatever, or you know, don't mess with those boys because they blah, blah, blah. Even if you're told not to talk to them, you still need to know what game is.
Because the fantasy is what a woman wants first. That's a lie. If you look up the definition of fantasy, it literally means lie. It translates into something that's not possible. I'd rather you tell me the truth. I'd rather tell you the truth so we both know what we're up against. I understand most dudes prefer to manipulate the system, but damn, that's whack.
I think that manipulation comes from... I think the way that they choose to live or choose to deal with other people depends on what it is they want. If you don't really want to work, if you don't want to do a whole lot, then you don't care about wanting to be a better person. You don't care about those types
of
things.
That's whack, man. I mean, I know everybody got to play the contrast, so you need people that exist who just don't care and they want to just suck up air in order for you to say, that's not what I want to be. But, man, who would pick a life chart like that? Like, I just want to come here and be a bum. I just want to be a bum.
Lots of people do. Lots of people do. Man, and for women, again, you really have to come. There's some things that you have to come to grips with. You have to acknowledge that, hey, you know what? This person... Not only do they run game, but the thing that you really, the next thing that comes after that is, that person didn't care enough about me as a human being. I have no value to them. Right. Ooh. So I'm getting ready to tell you, this is my favorite quote. Hmm. An inspirational quote that I stumbled across who knows when. Hmm. But it, you know, when you hear or you come across something and it rings very true, and yeah, you know, because it's like if your life is a puzzle, it is just a piece that fits. Yeah. You don't have to twist it, turn it. You don't have to check the colors. You just, it goes right where it's supposed to go, and it is there, and it's like you knew it was supposed to be there the whole time. Hmm. This is it. The desire of a man for a woman is not directed at her because she is a human being, but because she is a woman. Mm. That she is a human being is of no concern to him.
Who gave that quote?
Immanuel Kant. Kant, however you want to pronounce it. K-A-N-T. Who knows how they say it?
Yeah, because you can say stuff so many different ways.
Yeah.
I like the quote, though.
Yeah.
I do.
And as women, one of the things that we have to figure out, and that it's very difficult, is you have to acknowledge that there is a segment of men that really don't care. If you didn't have a vagina, they wouldn't talk to you.
It's probably a good 85% of the population that's like that. The dumb, deaf, and blind. They whole point of existence is to be a succubus, leech off of you. So, man, and some people really can't spot that. That breaks my heart.
Yeah. No, and because what happens is with women, because a lot of times, not that men don't do it, but definitely what women do is we, when we see a guy, we will start to daydream about him. We start trying on last names. We start
fantasy.
building that dream in our head. So then you are in love with the person that lives in your head. Mm. So 2 months in, when this dude ain't shit,
and he ain't the person that lives
in your head. You fighting for a relationship that's 2 months old, man, based upon what is in your head.
Your brain will lie to you. The Lord even tell you not
and
to
it's
trust
not it. It's not even so much that the brain like did anything to you. You did it because you thought it and you sat around daydreaming about it. And after you do it the first time, I can get it if you don't know the first time, 3-4 times down the line. How is this still happening?
Is that just straight lust at that point? Like you just...
I don't think it's lust. I think that women have women, particularly when they're younger, because if you're going to shake it, I think you will shake it when you are mid-20s-ish or however long it takes you to shake it. Who knows? But basically, I think that you... women, young girls, young ladies, young adult women... daydream about being married. A large segment of us daydream about being married.
Well, that's natural.
And it wasn't for me.
Oh, well, you're not typical, though. And you got to understand your power
structure. I think that a lot of girls, if they were never exposed to that, it's not natural for them. It's from the time you're a little girl being, you know, told, oh, well, that's what little boys do, or little girls wear pink, or it's that type of a deal. So when you get to a place where, again, you in your mind, you love this dude, there is nothing about him, say, on paper. Like, I have a checklist of things, and I can't even tell you everything that's on the checklist, but I can tell you some things carry more weight than others.
Yeah,
and if this isn't right, if there's 10 things and this thing is not right, this one thing isn't right, I don't care about the other 9.
That's touchy. You know, I agree with you 100% on that, because you should have a checklist when you go through a person. More importantly than that, you should know your worth, man, before you even establish yourself in the situation.
A lot of women don't.
You know, and then some of these dudes are so good. I tell my daughter this. I say, what you do when you come across one whose whole purpose is to know how to move around every defense mechanism you can possibly have in place? How do you protect yourself against that dude? I tell her, if he perfect and do everything right, run. Because there's no such thing as a perfect person that's going to implement something in your life that's going to actually help you. No, they're going to take everything you got that you didn't build in yourself and turn it against you.
And it depends. It depends too on the level of play, because there's lots of gamesmanship, but there are people who play the game at different levels. You have men who I'll liken it to going out to a club or to fishing, because the fishing one is my favorite. But if you go out to a club, there's a dude that's coming out to the club, and he don't even feel like he need to buy you a drink, but he gonna ask you fast.
Man.
Then the next level up is the dude that will at least buy you a drink.
Yeah.
Then he's asking for ass.
Yeah.
And that dude will be, he may buy you one drink, two drinks, but it's not going to be a whole, he's not going to invest a whole lot, but he's going to ask for the ass. Yeah. Then you got the dude that'll come in, that'll sit and talk to you, buy you a drink, you guys dance, talk, have a good time. He asks you for your phone number.
That's the
and
war.
Then a date or two or three, then he's asking for the ass. And then you have a guy that'll go, it goes so far as to be, go so far up as a man who will marry you, basically, to get the ass regularly. Man. And it don't mean that he's not fucking somebody else.
At all.
But he wants the convenience of you at home. So that's I think a lot of times the objective. And I don't, and so we're clear, I think part of being married is that you have a partner that you are having sex with regularly. I get that. I'm talking about the guy who's not really committed. Basically, everything is for his convenience. That's who I'm talking about.
A leech.
You know? And the dude, or you're in a club, and dude, you know, maybe he's a little picky because he gets to the club about 10 o'clock, 10:30, and he's a little picky, but he can't find what he wants. And then at 1:45, they're doing the last call. So all of a sudden now, he's looking for whoever he can get. You know, his standards lowered as the night got on, you know, and maybe he couldn't get whoever he was looking at, so he went on to somebody else, and then that didn't work out. So then he's leaving with somebody that he maybe otherwise wouldn't leave with.
And you got to know how to spot that, especially being a woman.
But women are not necessarily told that.
Man, that's
young girls are not necessarily, that's not necessarily explained to them. I do know there are some people who do that, but I don't think that that's necessarily explained to young girls.
No.
Not the way that it should be. Because the thing is, it's not that once you tell them, once you explain this to them and you say it a few times, the thing is, you're not, it's not as if you're going to, it doesn't mean that they won't make the mistake. It just means they'll recover from it faster.
Yeah.
They'll recognize that it's a mistake and then pull back from it. But a lot of times what happens is if you're dating somebody, it's like, this is how I liken this bullshit to Donald Trump's stupid ass. More than half of America told everybody else, this motherfucker is crazy. Mm. He's not smart. He's a narcissist. He's a misogynist. He's all of these things. Mm. And he has the fucking attention span of a goddamn 3-year-old.
If that.
Right. And he reads it like a 5th grade level. People have said these things. They have told people this. There has been an outcry unbelievable, but now he's the president and he's doing all this dumb shit. So now the people that are looking around, it's like the woman who wanted to date this dude because she thought he looked good, he was great, and then you start dating him.
Talk to him.
And but you start dating him, and then other people go, no, you don't want to date Donnie. Donnie ain't no, Donnie's an asshole. Don't. But you refuse to listen because you just got to have Donnie. You are so enamored with Donnie that when you get into the relationship, then you realize this motherfucker's kind of crazy. But you were told by so many people, and at this point, your ego and pride are involved.
That's exactly what it is.
Your ego and pride are at play, so you cannot, and you're in, let's say it's 6 months in, and you realize Donnie really is a bit of an asshole, but now you don't want to admit it because you done talked about how great he is, how good he is, he's all these things, and at 6 months, you're like, fuck, now how the fuck do I get out of it? Because at that point, you either A, got to just walk away and go, you know what, you motherfuckers was right and I didn't listen, or you stay and try to make it look as if you were right.
Wow, do you know some people that made a 40-year run off that kind
of stuff? Yes, absolutely they do, because they don't want to admit that they are wrong, so they will invest time, and then the more time you put in, the less likely you are to leave, because then you look like, well, I done put, you know, 3 years into this relationship, I don't want nobody else, not me.
I've been that idiot.
Oh, no.
I've been that comfort zone place where I'm just like, maybe she'll stop acting crazy, you know, gave her a house, a car.
I'm incapable of being unhappy.
You know what? That's a blessing, because if all of us had that mechanism, life would be a lot easier.
I am incapable. As soon as it starts to work out, and I am, and I say this, and I am super humble about it, but it just sounds like an asshole thing to say.
No, it's just real.
I am so comfortable with myself that I give less than a fuck about anybody else.
I have just gotten, that don't make you selfish either. That makes you love. If your cup empty, how can you pour into somebody else's cup?
And here's the thing. My cup is not even empty. My cup is running over. Full. I just planted potatoes the other day. I planted 6 potatoes and I harvested 17 of them motherfuckers. So I'm good. And I just planted some more. I went and planted like 6 different varieties of potatoes. I do what I like to do.
Peace
and it
mind.
Is very, yes, it is very filling for me.
I think I waited too long. I'm just now starting to do that.
No, you do it when it's supposed to happen.
That's real. You know what my sister said? She said, you're right on time, even when you don't think.
Right. You do it when it's supposed to happen. And I have, basically, my whole life, I have been one that, I don't care. I don't, go ahead.
Lesson. I used to care too much, still do sometimes.
Yeah, I don't.
I have whole emotional conflicts because I want to keep pouring when I'm supposed to stop.
Nope. Not me. Not me, not at all. And I am so comfortable with myself that, but the flip side to that is I could possibly meet a really nice dude and miss him just because maybe he does something inconsequential. Right. It's inconsequential. But, and I'm like, ah, okay, I'm good.
There's a contrast to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Because for me, you really have to, because I'm so comfortable being by myself, and it's not a, well, I'm going to punish these motherfuckers. I'm not, it's not that at all. I am just very comfortable by myself. I work a lot.
That keeps you going, your routine.
Yeah, I work a lot, and I do things. I do things, and I will say this because I don't know if my brother will ever hear this. I have 3 brothers, but my brother called me about a month ago, and he said, and this particular brother and I have an older brother, and then I have 2 younger brothers. The younger brother, I'm 16 years older than. Mm. So he and I are funny. So we've gotten to a place in our relationship where I don't even think that my younger brother cusses around me. And if he does, it's just kind of funny. But I cuss all the time.
Yeah, that's weird for him. Like
his
sister's a thug.
Oh, no. He knows that. That's never been a question. Not at all. Never. He, since I was a kid, he's known that. But, well, when I was 16 when he was born. So he knows. But he has two girls, and his youngest is 5. And his daughters love me. But that 5-year-old is off the chain about it. She's horrible. My brother, he goes, ever since you cornrowed her hair, she's been bowing up on everybody. That was months ago. I don't even know what the hell he's talking about. One. Because cornrowed her hair, now she's
Latifah, that set it off all day.
Boy, that was a good movie. And what's funny is my brother's kids are mixed, so they got like little white girl hair. It's just curly. It's not even thick like mixed girl
it's
hair.
It's fine, yeah.
Yes, but it's, anyway.
Sometimes it can be a pain in the butt, man.
Right. But how about I was at home, and when I go, would you please get your cock blocking, child?
Man.
And my brother, and we just laugh and go
fuck
on.
The kids.
Right, we just laugh and keep going. So now we started calling her C-blocker, and it's just really funny.
Some people would get so offended about joking. Like,
we don't care.
I was like, ooh, that happened to me this weekend. I said, fuck the kids. The lady was like, no, I'm just joking. No. We love the kids.
No.
They mean everything to us. But
and stop being so goddamn sensitive. Anybody hit them.
I know. You need to.
So, yes. Sometimes. So part of my thing with being being me, and it's also really interesting because turning 50, my grandmother just passed away last year, and my mom is 72, and between my parents, they were married twice, obviously once to each other, but between the two of them, I have 7 siblings.
That's what's up.
So I have an older brother and an older sister. My older sister she just kind of does her own thing, and my older brother is whatever. So sort of, kind of, I'm the matriarch of our family.
Okay.
And have been for a few years. You know what? I think I was made for
it. Just do it.
So what happened is my middle brother called me about a month or so ago, and he says, he goes, hey, sis, I got to talk to you. And so, which he does all the time. My brother tells me everything. Like, it's, I know more.
Me and my mama like that.
Yeah, I've heard about my brother's sex life. And I'm like,
that's all right.
Yeah. No, it's not.
You can help him out here.
Nope.
Oh, you want?
I don't give advice. I don't think that he needs advice either. That's not. My brother's so funny. He goes, because I said I wanted to have a kid, I was going to use a sperm donor, and my brother was like, "Hey, don't worry about it." He goes, "I'm telling you." He goes, "I know what I'm working with." And I walked in on Pop one time and told you, "Your kid is good on our end." I wasn't trying to figure out if my baby was going to have a big piece or not, but okay, look, I'll tuck that away. Good to know.
That fool sounds I walked in one time.
Right.
I've had that unfortunate experience myself.
Well, you know. Well, I mean, do you care if it's a boy?
I don't. I mean, some people do because they want that lineage, but why can't your daughter take over the
No,
lineage?
I'm saying, do you care if you have somebody walk in on you if it's your son? If it's a boy, do you care? A girl, I could see that being a bit uncomfortable.
I don't give a damn if either of them. I just don't want them to have to deal with the scarring of it because that's
well, happened. Too late.
Yeah, my daughter screamed, man. Like, what the hell? Like, she was like, why was it?
I don't want that. So anyway, so he goes, well, I need to talk to you about something. I need to ask you. I said, okay, that's cool. It doesn't matter. I'm a big sister, uh-huh. And I do it. I do it. If he needs me, if any of them need me, I do it. So what's really funny, though, was he was like, hey, well, he starts telling me because there's a situation with one of his kids and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, he was basically asking me if he could stay with me. My nephew lives in Fresno.
Oh, that's the one that's coming down. That's right.
Yes, he lives in Fresno. And, you know, I gave you the backstory on that. Uh-huh. And so I was like, yeah, that's cool.
I think it's going to be good for him, though.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
He'll be fine. And he and I bonded right away.
Oh, that's good.
Like, we talk on the phone all the time. And he just had a situation where he's just, the situation with his mom is not the best situation. And I don't go with, oh, my nephew, he didn't do anything. I don't go like that. But no. He's a really good kid. But she gets no love from me because of, like,
choice.
She kept him from my brother.
He ain't got to do all that.
She kept him from my brother. Like, I met him at 5. I won't see him again. We just reconnected, and he's 18. So,
yeah,
and she's done some stuff in there that kind of tells me she's a little mm-hmm. loopy. So when he asked me, I go, yeah, that's cool. He can come and stay.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, you know, we're good. Well, then this was supposed to be toward the end of July.
Mm-hmm.
My nephew calls me, and he's so funny because 2 weeks after I talked to my brother, he calls me. Hey, any of my nieces or nephew, they call. I go, hey, niece or hey nephew or whatever, unless it's the babies. When the little ones call me, I call them Butterfly or whatever the hell comes out.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
You got to have a nickname. They love
it. Yeah. So when he calls me like 2 weeks later, he hasn't said, Auntie, is it cool if I come stay? Because I guess he assumes it's daddy ass, so right. We done. So he goes, oh, well, where is such and such college for me? And I said, I was like, okay, you know, he's cool. He's getting his ducks in a row trying to figure out where he's going to go to school, you know. And I said, oh, that's probably about 15, 20 minutes away without any, you know, without traffic. And he goes, okay, because that's where I'm going to be going to school. I got accepted.
That's what's up.
He done sent his transcripts. He done done all the stuff he needs to do. Right.
We're going
to
do it big.
So I was, and the plan was, you stay until, you know, toward the end of July. Your daddy going to get your car. He going to fly out. Y'all going to drive to Dallas. We
that's
good.
I like
he
that.
Calls me last Monday, not 2 days ago, last Monday. And he goes, I go, hey, nephew. Hey, auntie. I said, what's going on? Your friend is tripping again. I said, my friend? I go, oh, your mom. I ain't never met his mother. So we're I go, well, you know, what's going on? Because he's a kid and he will confide and which I really like that because he...
He's open in his emotion.
Yeah, he's just he's a good kid, I think. So he's telling me what's going on and basically she is like, well, you know, you just get out now. Get out now? Yes, look, I hope you don't hear this, but if you do, fuck you. Fuck you, because we'll take him. We ain't even worried about you. But anyway... And which is funny because I don't ever say anything. I don't say anything. He's whispering "fuck you" into the microphone. I don't say anything bad about his mom.
That's good.
Yeah, because I don't care. It's inconsequential to me. But
that's really her loss.
Right. Because this is what I told my brother when he was 5 and she like disappeared him. I was like, that's fine. He's a Brit. He'll find
he'll
us.
Be back.
Yeah, he'll find us. So and he did. So he's talking to me. And he was like, she was like, well, you know, you can get out now. And I was like, okay, tell her to. Well, she said, well, I'm going to buy you a ticket. I'll even pay for your ticket. I said, well, tell her to fly you in the love field because it's closer to me.
Like, tell her to drop you off on.
Right, tell her to fly. But she's not going to let him take his car, you know, blah, 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 whatever. So for me.
God, that's so petty.
Right, all the things that I do.
So petty.
Whatever I have going on, and it's so funny because this son. Yeah. My brother, they did the paternity test. My brother was like, he doesn't even look like me. And I go, well, he don't have to look like you. Because I don't know what the mom looks like. Well, I went to Denver when my nephew was there. My brother had 3 boys. So I was talking to the boys. And my brother is biracial.
Mm.
He has lighter skin.
Really?
He's lighter than you are, but not like white light. He just has, he's mocha skin. So his kids have lighter skin. This little boy, no. So when my brother sees us together,
oh, he's dark, huh?
He looks like me.
Oh, man.
Just like me.
That makes sense, man.
And what is so funny, he looks like me and my dad. And what's so funny, my brother was like, you could take him to the mall and he could be screaming and hollering saying you kidnapped him and nobody would believe him. All you'd have to say is he's just showing out because he don't want to go home.
Oh, man.
Looks exactly like me.
My brother's son looks like me, too, so I can see how that could happen.
And it's hilarious, because I have a niece that's that way, too. She's tall and really thin, and so we were talking one day, and I said, oh, my gosh, you look like me when I was your age. And she was like, really? And I was like, yeah. And then I figured out why she was so surprised, because she was like, oh. And I told her, I said, yeah, you're not gonna be skinny like that forever.
Oh,
trust me, it ain't.
You, like how my mom used to be tadpole skinny.
Yes.
Like, you'd be like, Mom, what the
yes.
hell happened? She still ain't got no booty, but she put on some weight.
He's ridiculous talking about his mother.
Oh, man.
Local marketing. Who knows?
Sugar daddy, too. That's what that is. You got secret code.
Ain't no sugar daddies. I wish they would. Can they come with a whole lot of money and a generous heart and be ready to die?
Nah, they be shaking that pocket.
You know what? I went today. My car's in the shop. So I live in a neighborhood where I can walk to two or three different grocery stores.
See,
I can do whatever. Yes.
Live somewhere where you can get the stuff
right.
you need.
So I had to, my dog was about out of food. So I was like, I'll just walk around to the pet store. Mm. I was going to get a little bag of food or whatever. And so I, leash the dog up and we go out and go on our way and we, stop. And did you know you can treat fleas in your yard and on your dog with Dawn?
I had to do it several times.
With Dawn?
Yeah, I bought a property in Shreveport, and it got overran by the house next door. A bunch of stray cats used to be in there. They was eating our ass up in there. I was mad as hell. But Dawn is amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. It kills them, too.
Yeah, I got, you know what it does, though? It drowns them. Because fleas can sit on top of water. But if there's Dawn in it, they can't sit on it, so they sink and drown. Yes.
Fleas is a cold. They can jump up to 100 feet. I didn't know they could skate on water. These niggas is magic superheroes.
Right, right. That irritate the shit out of you.
Man.
So I went, I was walking back, and they didn't have the little bag of dog food, so I had the medium size, but I put it on my shoulder. Yeah, I was,
Getting with the dog?
Yeah, but my dog's very well behaved. When she's going, she's pulling a little bit because she's excited. Once she gets there, she's tired, so she settles down.
Burn the energy out.
Yeah.
Let me act like I got sense.
So I'm walking down the street with this bag of dog food on my shoulder, and I look up, and I take my dog off the leash because we're within a block of my place, and she goes over here to play. So I'm like, okay, we're good. So I take her off the leash, and so I'm kind of looking and doing whatever. And next thing I know, some man in a Mercedes coupe.
I was going to ask, did anybody stop to help Mama? Like, let me help you, baby.
Yeah, he was like, hey, you need help with that? I was like, no, I'm okay. I'm good. You sure? I'm good. Mm. Now, this rent, I need help with that.
What do you look like?
Oh, this is a middle-aged white guy. He's fine. I mean, not fine, but he was okay. I mean, he was okay. Anyway.
White man.
So.
You got power. When you stop white man, you got power. They're like, little colored girl, do you need help?
Look, where's your checkbook?
Yeah.
I sure do, sir.
That's power when white men stop. Niggas
I sure do, daddy. Right, because there's a bunch of dudes working around that they work for the city and they drive these gigantic trucks and they blowing the horn. I'm like, oh, you all are so tacky. Stop blowing that stupid horn.
Like,
right, in little shorts. I didn't have these on, but I had on some other little ones. But anyway.
Booty shorts. That's dangerous. I get you.
No, booty shorts. Don't that mean your booty's out?
I'm not sure.
I don't put my booty on display.
Because I don't really know. I'm saying stuff that I don't always know. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know my daughter be educated. She was like, no, booty shorts, I think, is the ones that cut up in there.
Yeah, that show a little booty. Yeah, I don't show ass.
It's tacky.
I don't show ass. And I think that it is, but I feel like if that's what you want to do, that's fine. But I got legs up to my neck.
Oh, yeah, leg game. Yeah,
my leg game is tight.
My daughter thinks hers tight. She was caught wearing this big T-shirt. I said, why are you just wearing that big T-shirt? You think I'm stupid, don't you? I'm not stupid. I'm not dumb. Like, I want to strangle you here and now.
But anyway, so, for all the things that I do, like my nephew is coming, and it was supposed to be the end of July. It is now Friday.
Oh, damn, he's here.
I was like, I had some stuff I needed to get in order. Apparently, that is not going to work out for me.
But what you can do is put him to work.
All the stuff I need to do, he can't do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's just shit. But I was like, well, we're fine. We'll figure it out. And
everybody comfortable?
It's going to have to be. Yeah. And this is funny because I was talking to a guy friend of mine, and I was kind of mad at him because occasionally. But I'm doing sign language. If y'all not, well, even if you was watching the live feed, you didn't see it. But so, you know, so we would talk like he's usually up like early in the morning kind of thing. He gets up to, he goes to work in the morning. I'm usually asleep. I have to get up and my dog wakes me up when she wants to go outside so we go. Yeah. But I video chat with him. Oh, yeah. My dog is great. I get really good dogs.
Some dog, my dog was ignorant as hell, man.
No, mine's good. I get to a place with mine. I clamp down on them that first year so that they understand what the expectation is. I am the lead dog. We don't pee and poop in the house. If you do, if they have an accident, like if they're sick or something, then they feel really badly and I have to tell them it's okay while I'm retching and about to throw up, but
yeah, my dog used to put his nose in a young lady's backsides when they was on their cycle and bark. It used to scare the hell out of people. I thought he was a pervert because I was like, why would you do that? Papa was a rock star. He was trained by an academy. But he knew when you was on your netta.
Of course. You can smell it. Not so much that people can, but dogs can smell everything.
That's true.
My neighbor's dog, people walk down the street and early sniffs their, but he goes over, that's how he says, hey, it's sniffs their, but he puts his nose in their butt. And if he's outside with me, then I have to apologize for a dog that ain't even fucking my dog. I'm like, I am so sorry. That's just how he says hi. Jeez. So he and I will video chat. Like he may call me in the morning or something. Just, you know, we'll recap the day before. Whatever. You're just talking, you know, because I have a couple friends that, you know, yeah, it's like FaceTiming, I think,
it's
on.
Like Big P.
I don't know what that is. I don't. I don't know what that is. But anyway, so. I don't. I don't know what that is. Sometimes I don't know stuff.
I think Big P is a pimping, Big Pimping.
Who's Big Pimping, me or him?
Is it women? Is it pimping for women, too?
Pimping and
pimpstress.
I'm something like a pimp.
That's what I thought. Like Jay-Z Big Pimping when he was hot, or this version of Jay-Z we know?
Well, I don't have a problem with Jay-Z now because Jay-Z's like the godfather.
Okay, I give him that, you know.
In terms of playing that game, getting your money,
right.
You got the baddest chick in the game wearing your chain. I think he said that in one of his songs.
You know what? You just quoted a bar.
I own Jay-Z. Yeah. I own something. I really enjoy what's the song where he gets pulled over by the police and he basically tells him, you can't check my truck. The trunk and the
glove. That was a great track.
The trunk and the glove compartment are locked, so you're going to need a lawyer for that.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Or you're going to need a warrant. Yeah, right.
You're going to need a warrant for that.
I wish the police, they could be pulling me over to ask me directions. My shit is locked. You're going to need a warrant. Ma'am, I was just trying to tell you that maybe you're telling. Yeah,
that's back when he was hot, though. I'm not saying he's not hot now.
Well, I mean, he's older. Yeah. He's like a dad. He's a husband. He's a dad. He's all these things. But
he's in his 50s, too.
No, he's not.
Are you sure? Because the 40-40 club was almost 15 years ago.
I didn't even know what the 40-40 club was, but now it makes sense.
Jay-Z is in his 50s.
Okay, that's fine. He looks like Joe Camel. Yeah. So anyway, he does, but he's rich, so it don't matter.
That's what it really does. Their net worth is $1.76 billion combined. They just released those numbers the other day. That's pretty good net worth.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
so that's fantastic.
Yeah. Kanye, on the other hand, is one.
He's crazy. I can't even talk about him.
You think he's crazy?
Kanye, since his mama died, Donda, or whatever. I think her name was Donda.
Yeah, that's the clothing line that failed. I don't know if he's crazy, though. I don't. He's on that traditional spree that happens with black people or heavily melanated people, because there ain't no such thing as black people. Black.
You see the look on my face.
You know, you think he's crazy? I'm going to say there's a chance that he could be, but there's a chance he ain't. Now he may clean it up, but they kill him, you know. Because you remember Martin was running around with a gun for a while too.
Martin was crazy though. He was stressed out, crazy. Kanye is, but Martin was crazy, so he couldn't have continued to live like that and make money. So he went and got some help. I don't think Dave Chappelle was crazy. I think Dave Chappelle was like, this shit is crazy. I'm working too much. I'm wearing myself out, and I need to step back.
You know, he never went to Africa.
He said he went. Okay, I'm not fooling you. What the hell was I saying?
What about Prince?
What about him?
When he said they were trying to kill him, too.
I don't know. I don't go for conspiracy theories. I don't go with these nigga theories that anytime some black person get two nickels to rub together, all of a sudden somebody's trying to kill him in the Illuminati. The Illuminati is the most known secret organization on the planet.
I don't think they're here, though. I Think about it. If you
right? Why do I know about you if you so goddamn secret? I don't even care to know about the Illuminati, and I do. And as soon as I see a post on social media and they say Illuminati, I'm off. Like, the funny thing is, now I'm the asshole that when they make some stupid theory up, I put in their hashtag Illuminati. It's dumb. It's fucking dumb.
They're going to be at your job with picket signs.
Fuck them. Anybody scared of them with a picket sign? I will run them down.
Oh, God.
This is Texas. I will show up carrying like a mug.
Yeah, everybody got it. I see the grandma with the biggest 357 in my life. I said,
blow her arm off when she shoot it, but she's fine. I don't go for conspiracy theories. I need facts. Ooh. I need fact-based things. Fact-based. And I think that Kanye is stank. And I'll tell you why I think he's stank.
I've always known something wrong with him.
Yeah, but here's my thing. And to each his own. So for all three people listening,
you matter. Don't let her degrade you like that. Thank y'all for listening. You are fucking beautiful.
Michael, Chanel, and Quan. Here's the thing why I have a problem with Kanye. First of all, I want to qualify this. I really did. I enjoyed College Dropout.
That was when he was good.
The flyest 16 bars ever. Man. Is that Ivy dude on, what's the one where he said, If you fall off of a cliff and I catch on to you with my grip, oh my God.
I'm gonna have to go back and play this.
No, I'm Gary, pull it up because I'm a rap now. We're gonna get this on today.
That's OG.
16 bars.
You know, grill and jewelry and rings.
I'm gonna be the new rapper. I'm gonna be the clean rapper. Clean with no tattoos, no grill, no cornrow, nothing. I'm gonna bring back normal. That's gonna be
Queen Light. No, that's MC Light. MC Light married. I didn't know this.
I thought MC Light was gay.
I did too. Apparently she's not, or she may have decided to soften the image a bit.
I need to figure out the name of this song. But anyway, and I will tell you why.
It was a favorite 16 of all time.
No, I'm gonna tell you. I'm going to find College Dropout.
He was hungry then, too. When you're hungry, it's right. Amazing.
Right. You're edgy. Yeah. You're a lot more edgy. Yeah. But I think for me, again, not for everybody else because people like different things, but I concluded that he was stank for a couple reasons. One, first of all, I was confused because I thought Amber Rose was a woman of color, and evidently she is not.
No.
I've never paid attention to her.
To me. I don't understand that.
I'm not saying whether she's pretty or not. I'm just saying I just assumed that she was a woman of color.
What is her nationality?
I don't think she's white. Somebody told me she was white. I don't know. But he and Amber Rose, I guess, were together.
Yeah.
And then when he started dating Kim, he made a comment about basically you, more or less, he said you date who you can until you get what you want.
Oh, wow. That's the niggas you don't like.
Right. And here's the thing. And if you feel that way, that's okay because we know it happens every day, but you don't have to say that. And it's not like I'm Team Amber Rose because I'm not.
No, but you just made, I didn't even know he made a comment.
Yeah, that's
like
funky to say. That's very stank.
That's whack to
that's,
the max.
That's stank to say. Because you
that's
then.
A weak ass nigga.
And then you don't went and got Miss Middle Easterner, whatever is going on with them Kardashians. And I don't even.
That one looked like a bobby pin. The regular one, like
the one that ain't all pumped up.
Yeah, I was blown away. I said, "It's a walking bobby pin." In this motherfucker, like,
wow. That's the normal sister. I think her name is.
I'm
no,
glad she stayed
there's
normal.
Kim. There's Courtney. Chloe. I think she's Courtney.
With that statement alone, I would conclude stank.
But then here's the thing that bothers me, and I don't. Again, you date who you want to date, because if I find the right man, I'm jumping on him and riding him into the sunset.
Into the sunset.
Hard.
You know what? Listen, for the elderly that may be listening,
they'll be fine.
They nastier than regular people. You can't with nobody.
Who old people?
Yes. Super nasty.
Well, I don't know anything about all that, but I don't know. I don't fool with old people.
I used to work in one of them homes. I've seen. Don't be no able-bodied man in your 60s and 70s, man. You like a stud muffin in them homes. And the women don't care. Everybody know that you're getting it from everybody.
They got needs. So So here's my next thing why I say he stank. And not just because he went and got Kim Kardashian, but she done went and pumped up her hams and yams
That's
full of kitchen caulk and lumpy mashed potatoes.
That's how I look? Oh my God. They showed a picture of that. I was horrified.
And again, you love who you love, but I think in all fairness, in life, the way I want shit divided up, I don't think people need to go, oh my gosh, she's got great boobs. She bought those boobs, and that's not fair to me.
No, your boobs are amazing, and they're real.
Yes.
And they don't look like most women's look when they're that size.
Right, and it's not even like hater stuff. No. It's just that it's become so prevalent that I don't think that it's fair to people who actually got regular
natural
boobs
qualities.
Or somebody who has like a nice ass and thighs. I don't think that it's fair to normal people, or not to regular people, that you go and buy these things
and then
everybody acts like, what really fucks me up is how black men will clown a black woman about fake nails, fake hair, fake contacts, and then you go get a chick who bought her ass.
That's different.
That isn't black, but she has done everything to mimic black women.
That's horrible. And then they love them.
But, right, so you fucking around with Amber Rose.
Amber Rose's body fake, too.
I don't know if Amber Rose's body is fake or not. I don't pay that much attention. I just know them Kardashians are. I know Kim's stuff is bad. Yeah. And my thing is, stop. Yeah, but that's their crazies match. That crazy
Kanye
matches.
And the other one, she looked like she void of emotion altogether. I think her body and womb has just serviced for financial benefit overall.
Possibly.
You know, because they don't even. Now, Kanye is emotionally distraught regardless. He been like that since he was a kid, and your mama passed and your mind really gone. But shit, if you didn't take time to mourn that woman and properly appreciate, he missed a trip with her right before she passed. He was supposed to go spend time with her and didn't make it. You know, chose the music over it. You know.
Well, all I know is I don't know who happy, who unhappy. I just know everybody look crazy. And I think he is a genius. I think he's a musical genius. I love College Dropout, and I done found this song. And it's Jay Ivey is in the video. Or he does the 16 bars, but it's Never Let Me Down, where he says, "We're all here for a reason on a particular path. You don't need a curriculum to know that you're a part of the math. Cats think I'm delirious, but I'm so damn serious. That's why I expose my soul to the globe, the world. I'm trying to make it better for these little boys and girls. I'm not just another individual. My spirit is a part of this. That's why I'm spiritual. But I get my hymns from him, so it is not me. It is he that is lyrical. I'm not a miracle. I'm a heaven-sent instrument. My rhythmic regiment navigates melodic notes for my soul, for your soul and your mental. That's why I'm instrumental. Vibrations is what I'm into. Yeah, I need my loot by rent day, but that ain't what gives me the heart of Kunta Kinte. I'm trying to give us free like Senkei. I can't stop. That's why I'm hot. Determination, dedication, motivation. I'm talking to you of my many inspirations. When I say I can't let you or self down, if I were on the highest cliff, on the highest riff, and if you slipped off the side and clenched onto your life in my grip, I would never, ever let you down. And when these words are found, let it be known that God's penmanship has been signed with a language called love. That's why my breath is felt by the death. And while my words are heard and confined to the ears of the blind, I too dream in color and in rhyme. So I guess I'm one of a kind in a full house, because whenever I open my mouth, whenever I open my heart, my soul, or my mouth, a touch of God rains out.
I remember that now.
I love those 16 bars.
If you're an artist, you live for that moment where somebody actually was touched by your bars.
And it's perfect.
Oh, man.
It's perfect. You know how you do, how you see things in the world where you know that something is perfect. And it's perfect in the sense that I owned a chocolate lab. I got him when he was 5.5 weeks old. Named him Sebastian Fudge. That dog.
That's a cold name.
That his vet called one day. Hey, we're calling. We're looking for Sebastian. Who? We're looking for Sebastian. Oh, you talking about the dog? His name is Fudge. They're like, what? I said, I know his first name is Sebastian, but I call him Fudge.
We go by the last name.
And first of all, his last name is Britt. That's his middle name. But I'm gonna need you to stop. I'm gonna need you to stop calling my house asking for a dog. You know that's a damn dog. Yeah, my dogs get first and middle and last names. Sebastian Fudge, Phoebe Claire, and Cookie Jean. Cookie's named after my mother, though.
Cold-blooded.
Yes. But I would watch my dog. He had ball drive, and that is what he did. Ball drive, where he chases balls, not testicles.
Oh, okay.
Ball. Tennis ball.
Because they had oral fixations. They carried bricks around, fouled down every teeth in their mouth. I was tripped out about that, man.
No, not mine. He would play ball. And that is what he did. And my female, would she would catch things that were alive. And when you watch something do what it is meant to do, in that moment, it is perfection.
Oh, yeah.
And people miss it a lot of times because they look for certain things. They look for it to be long-term. If you, like when you're with a child, if you are teaching a kid something, if you watch them, if you teach them the process, in that moment when they get it, and it is just the moment, perfection.
Oh, yeah.
It's perfection. And you really, like with music, when you catch it, when people put it on wax or vinyl or whatever they, however they say it, when you do that and you catch that, you have basically encapsulated perfection.
Yeah, that's real. Time.
That dude hit those 16 bars and it's crazy.
Killed that.
It's crazy.
Yeah, he killed that.
And I was, my friend that I was talking to, we were talking about, I was a little irritated because basically he was asking me, like, why would I bring my nephew? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Why would I bring my nephew? It's my nephew. Oh, you haven't seen him, you know, in 13 years and you don't know. I said, that's my nephew.
Doesn't matter if he...
It's right. And it's not like he's a troubled kid.
Right.
That's not what's happening now. Right.
We're trying to love him back to life.
Right. And I was like, for me, I feel like even if... First of all, I know what it's like to need help and for people to help you.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times it's really hard for people to ask for help and they go, oh, they're so prideful. Whatever it is, it's hard for some people, for a lot of people, to ask for help.
I was one of them people.
Yeah, people will sleep in their car and know you got an empty bed, and but won't ask.
My dumb ass. I was in the alley like, man, you know what? I'm a man. I don't make you no man, you fool.
No, yeah, but help. But I think also with that, as a man, you have to come to grips with what your ideals of manhood are.
Because
it's hyper masculinity. It's hyper masculinity. So for me, when I choose to help people, so that even if it were a situation where my nephew were, say, a bad kid, okay, well, come on, because this is what we're going to do. I don't have these crazy problems in my house,
right. Whatever
it is. So we're going to sit down, we're going to have a talk, and you're going to have to tell me what you're doing. Because what are you trying to get yourself turned around? What are you doing with this? Because if that's what you're doing, okay, that's what we're going to do. So when I see you doing something that I don't think is good or beneficial, or it's not working toward the goal that we set, then I'm going to explain that to you. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to see. And if that's a problem, if you can't do that, or if you're going to be a problem for me, I'm calling your daddy, who's 3.5 hours down the road in Houston, and he's going to come on up here.
They kind of crazy, man. May just haul off and punch you,
dude,
right there.
And you're going to get beat up by both of us, because as soon as he's there, we're going to windmill you.
Stomp a nigga out. Yeah, if you've been stomped by your family, they don't love you if they don't stomp you out.
Well, I hope I've never had men, but I didn't have a reason to.
You've been a boss since 3.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm making mental notes, because this time when you move back in, I'm going to do it right. I'm going to do better this time. Like, I understand, like, you need to make sure you cater.
I don't even know if I could live with somebody.
You could. You can do this.
Because I think that I could, but I think that I could, but I'm really... Yeah.
So in your ways.
No, you know what? I really think this is... And I don't know. I think we may have talked about it. It may have come up on the show, because I'm talking to people all the time, but somebody was telling me that at my age, which I think is probably true. I think when you get married and you're younger, you don't know who you are, men or women, you don't know who you are, so you have your internal growth and struggle happening, and then so does the other person, but you still got to keep this thing, you got balance. At this point, there's no struggle with me.
You're like, this is me.
Yeah, ain't no struggle. Whatever it is, you know which option I'm taking? I'm taking the nap. That's the option that I want.
You still flagellant when you sleep? Like, do it just gas just ooze out of you? Because I remember you had that issue.
That wasn't me.
That was you.
No, it wasn't.
You pass gas and you sleep all the
time. That was your mother. That was your mother. You were sleeping with your mom.
You guys were sharing a bed.
Don't you dare try to drag me into that mess.
She has bowel movements, too, that's irregular. So, but that don't mean you
don't
pass
gas in
your sleep.
That's why I left him, because him and his mama.
You didn't leave me.
Oh, you that's right.
You lying to people. You cheated on me with another man.
James.
I've decided to give us
James was fine, too.
Check yourself. We in the same room together. You don't want to gloat about a man you cheated on me with.
I ain't scared of you.
Yeah. That's so ignorant. I ain't even saying nothing about fighting.
I ain't scared of you.
You ain't even trying to fight
me. That was a veiled threat. That was a veiled threat, and I want you to know right up front, I am not playing. Listen, you know what I had to
try to kill me for nothing.
Listen, I'm telling you seriously, I had to punk a white dude.
Punk? When you know, I don't punk. Know your slang.
Punk. P-U-N-K, not P-U-M-P.
I got scared. I was like,
ain't no pumping white dudes. What are you talking about?
Just dry humping people in Walmart.
No, right. Like, oh, I don't shop in Walmart. How dare you?
You know what? Wiley will kill your ass.
I haven't been in Walmart in 10 years.
Good. I finally came into the World Market. I was amazed. I was like, oh my God, this yes. is real food. And
right. Go to the World Market or Sprouts or Whole Foods. Or yeah.
Who'd you punk?
So listen, I was out. My neighbors were, they were out of town. And they each have a teenage daughter. Listen, let me tell you what he did. So they each have a teenage daughter. One is 13 and one is 14 or 14 and 15. Good kids. Like one day I was over there and I was in the kitchen doing something or other with them. And the girls were in the kitchen and the mother, well, one of them's mom was in the living room. So they're just talking. And they're talking about, oh, yeah, because such and such, because she took a sex ed class and they talked about everything and she came home after her sex ed class. She's telling me that she came home after her sex ed class. They had learned, they used dildos to learn how to put condoms on. So she's telling the other two kids, because it's like three of them over there, so they are determined. She's teaching them.
I mean,
so at
10
o'clock at night, they decide to go walk around to the neighborhood CVS or Walgreens or whatever to buy a pack of condoms. So they all in there giggling. The two of them are giggling, so one of them just grabs them. She's like, come on. So she's confident. So they come home and they are working, learning how to put condoms on. So they're those kids, and they're saying it in front of me, and we're just kind of talking, and I'm like, these kids are fucking hilarious. So when they go out of town,
that's a good show.
Absolutely, they're very funny. So when they go out, when my neighbors are out of town, if they're working or whatever, I go and I watch the dogs. It's the same people. They have chickens. They have like
They got livestock.
Right, they got chickens. They have three cats. Two of them kind of do their own thing. One of them's in the house sometimes.
Eating the chickens.
No. Everything in the house. All the animals get along. They fostered another cat, a mother who was pregnant. So there's now five kittens involved in this mix. Oh, it's no. Okay, well, when the kittens are figuring out this litter box, it did. But normally, no. Right. Normally, no. So when they're out of town, I will go and they have a pup, like two dogs. They have a puppy, an older dog, Early, who's crazy.
Senior citizen. Finally gone?
No. He Early is probably like 3 or 4, but he's hilarious because he's kind of a fat hound dog kind of dog. But he's so funny. Early couldn't care less about anybody else. He's doing what he wants to do. If you like, when I see him trying to sneak off, because if you don't pay attention, he'll make the block on you. You'll be looking like, where's Early? Early is gone. He can walk around the block.
You know where he's
and then when you find him, he's on the other side of the street. And you go, Early, get your fat ass over here. He be looking at you like, whatever. Early does not care. He's
dogs
like
a personality.
He's a dog savant.
And,
He's her dog, though, because Burton's dog, Frankie, passed away a few months ago, so he's gone and gotten this puppy.
That'd be sad.
But, oh, my God. I can tell you a dog story that will... My dog was waited until I came home to die. Literally.
That's how you know that dog loved you.
Woo! I will cry. I'm done talking about it. So anyway, so when they're out of town, I go over and, you know, get the dogs or, whatever, you know, let them out and blah, 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 whatever. So we're playing in this field. Same one we play in every single day, 2-3 times a day. And here comes this couple. I've only seen them one other time. Dude and a chick, and they got a dog. The dog's on the leash. And the dude, you can tell he's a gym rat. Mm. So my dog sees them, and she's ready to go over and say, hey. So I'm like, snap my finger. And I go, no, ma'am. She turns right on, and she's coming to me. Now, this puppy that my neighbor has named Bernie, I don't even know why he named him that, because he doesn't even look like a Bernie. Then I start calling the dog Astro. Now I call him Axel. So I just call the dog whatever I feel like calling him.
Like, you don't even care.
Or Axel Foley.
I like Axel
Foley. Remember that in Beverly Hills Cop, but he couldn't say Axel?
I thought you were making fun of Arabic people.
No. I'm talking about the dude in Beverly Hills Cop where he said, tell him Axel Foley is here, and he kept going,
man. Like when Eddie was doing it. Eddie probably didn't have so much monkey in his life.
Oh, I don't want to talk about that. So anyway, so this couple's going down the street because So the puppy runs over. And the chick cried, and I was like, would you just grab him so he won't come back? And so.
The puppy?
Yeah, because he's only like 3 or 4 days in with them.
Yeah,
he's 3 or 4 days in with the new people, so he don't know me and he don't care.
I'm going to do what the hell I want.
and he's an alpha. Literally, in the time that they were out of town, his balls dropped.
Seriously?
Yes. Over a period of like a couple days. I was like, wait a minute, what is this? He's got marbles. So he runs over.
They do that too.
Yes, because when he came, when they got him, he didn't have any. And then, like, at some point, I was like, hey, he's got balls now. So the girl kind of grabs him, and before I can get to him, she lets him go. So he hightails it away because he plays that game. Of, she grabs the dog so I can get to him to keep him from run. She was like, oh, well, he might, you know, right? They might run in the street. I go, well, my dog doesn't run into the street.
That's good.
And the puppy usually follows my dog. I go, he's just playing with you guys. And so the dude goes, well, you need to put him on a leash. And I go, without missing a beat, you need to mind your own fucking business.
With the fucking business on there, like.
What am I talking to him? Shut up.
What did he say?
He just kind of looked at me and kept walking around like he was walking around the bin. But then this is what he did. When he gets over there, when she let the puppy go, the puppy runs some more. So I go, get your little self over here. And so he turns around and kind of acts like he's going to walk toward me. So I stop and look at him. I said, if you come over here, it's going to be a very bad goddamn day for you, sir. And he hadn't really taken a step. He just kind of turned around like he wanted to, and he just stood there for a second, and I looked at him and cocked my head. I gave him Fido head, like, what you going to do?
You want this in your life?
Right. I ain't got nothing on me. My mace at home, my two.
You just bite it.
What? My taser's at home. There's a lady at work that sells them, so I done bought two of them from her, and I'm like, I don't even have this many problems. I don't need all this firepower.
Just walking around like. Just right,
like Kevin Hart on 40-Year-Old Virgin. Ready to clap up. My gun is at home.
You ain't got nothing. No, you just
nothing. But I done punked this dude because he looked and I cocked my head to the side like what? Sort of gave him a little bit of Elvis lip.
You have to do that. That frown is right. Important. That let him know. You know
what and the direct stare.
Yeah. Don't ever break the eye contact because if you break it, it's like a dog. Faking, man.
It's like a dog. You know with dogs when dogs stare at you, that's serious. A challenge.
They challenge you several ways, and they pervert, especially men dogs. My mama dog was a perv.
Alphas.
Man. Yeah.
So then he thinks better of whatever he's trying to communicate to me non-verbally, and so he walks on around the bin. And so at whatever point when I'd run over there, well, I took their dog home or whatever, and I go home. I can't find my phone. This new Galaxy S8+ $800 phone. So I'm like, where's my phone? I know my place is clean. I don't see this phone. So I go back over to their place. I don't see it. And I call. I have took the daughter's phone and I go to call or whatever. So I go home. Well, I find the phone in the field. Fine. Whatever. I go back home. When it's time for me to go back over there again a little bit later, I go to take my dog over to go get their dog to go out. Here they come walking back around the thing. They have walked over to Whole Foods. Okay, cool. Well, I see them. So to avoid the contact, I go into my neighbor's house. I have a key to their house because I check on everything when they're not there, and I'm not going to keep taking your spare key where people can see me getting it, so I just have a key.
Keep it on, you're smarter.
So.
You never know who the hell watching.
Right. So I walk, and if the white man driving down the street see me and think I'm there, he's liable to be knocking at their door wondering where the hell the black girl is. But so, I know that shit's all fouled up.
Is there a killer girl living in this house?
You know, is there a long leg, big boob, African American woman here? No.
Oh, you do fit that. Oh, that is the. Oh,
that's their type. That's their type. So, I just walk up to. I call my dog, and we walk up on the porch. Well, because somebody's in the house, and I know they are, I ring the bell and then open the door so they know I'm coming in. So I go on, yeah, and then I go and lock the door or whatever. So later on, I come back around there. Here comes one of the girls. Hey, Brianna, we got a notice on the door. What? I said, let me see it.
I was going to say he's a snitch. Ooh. Is it a neighborhood thing around there?
No. Please. This is what he did. He called animal control.
Oh, so gay. Oh.
So listen. This
they
is,
good for that,
so I look
man.
At the thing, and I see where I saw it said something about dogs off of a leash. So I skip right on down to the bottom because let's find the phone number of who I need to call. So something or other, Roberts. Dial the number. Black man answers the phone. Whatever he says, some Mr. Roberts. Hey, Mr. Roberts, I think you're the person that I'm looking for. I just got a notice from my neighbors. He goes, oh, yeah, house on X Street. And I go... He goes, well, I said, well, hold on. Yeah. And he goes, well, what's the address? Well, I don't know what their address is right off. So I go, hang on, let me look. So I look and tell. He goes, yeah, we got a call that there was dogs off leash and blah, 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 whatever. And I said, well, Mr. Roberts, I said, I understand what you're saying. Well, we have a leash law, and he wasn't like angry or aggressive or whatever. He's saying whatever, and there's a leash law. I said, well, Mr. Roberts, I said, yeah. I am not in any way arguing or disagreeing with you. I know there is a leash law. I said, but I do want to explain to you what happened. So I told him what happened. I said, and basically what this is a white dude mm-hmm. who couldn't make me do what he wanted me right. to do. So he called you for you to make me do and what he wanted you to do. And listen, I go, I'm not putting my dog on a leash. I said, because I have a 2-year-old lab. And oh, my dog sucks. Is well trained. I said, she's so well trained that if her ball goes into the street, she does not go and get it. She waits for me, and I go get it for her. She stands at the sidewalk and waits.
Yeah.
And I said, the other dog was a puppy. I said, and there are more than, I'm not the only person that brings a dog over there. So there's people that bring dogs over there. I said,
the leash.
It's where they go and play. It's mm-hmm. the safest place. And, you know, he'd said, well, they need, you know, need to be fenced in like in the backyard. I said, my yard is not big enough for my dog to be tired. And I cannot just go and walk her like that. And she likes to run and chase the ball. I said, and I will tell you this. I said, the police drive past there 4 or 5 times a day. They see us all the time. I'm sure if they thought there was a threat or if they just wanted to give us a ticket, they would have. I mm-hmm. said, they haven't. I go, and then more importantly, I don't live in that house where you left that note. So if you can find me, you can put a note on my door. I said, but that ain't my house. Not my house.
Supposed to go to me. That means he watched you.
No, he saw me. When they were coming around the bend and I walked right. into the door, he saw me unlock it.
I wouldn't trust him at all.
Yeah, I'm fine. He can, whatever.
That is so gay to sit there.
He's fine because what's going to happen is I'm going to figure out where they live and start calling animal control on them, even if I don't even see their dog out.
Look, man, they got 4 dogs in the yard.
It's 4 pit bulls and they are foaming at the mouth and it's a kid walking by. I swear to God, get here. Cause they
so
gonna,
good for that.
They right.
That and paperwork was, game, they'd kill you with that. If you
and what was so funny was the guy, the black guy was kind of like, oh, okay. Because basically I turned it into, this yeah. white guy called you, Mr. Black Man, to sick you on me, a basically. Black woman. That's what
hey,
I was
boy, like. Go over there and get right. your blood and tell her what I said.
Right. And I was like, not even so much that he would know that this dude is black necessarily. I was like, but he called the police because yeah. he couldn't make me
that's
do what he wanted me to do. So he called the police.
That's what you talk about all the time.
Yes.
That's how you know people misconstrue your energy.
And you're passive aggressive. Because yeah. the thing is, their dog is on leash. My dog is friendly. If he would have said, hey, you know, she's a pretty dog, because I've told them before they have a very handsome dog. Yeah. All you have to do is go, oh, hey, hold on a second. We'll stop so you can get him. And then I go, yeah, because this is not even my puppy. He's just crazy. You know, the puppy yeah. was 2 or 3 days in, so he's just doing
just
whatever. He
still,
hasn't said, yes.
Know.
Now he's settled in. He's a lot better.
You complimented their dog and said it's a
I had
dog.
Said that before when I saw them before.
Did they handle it like the girl on
They just say thank you.
Like, oh, so they thanked you.
Thank all you. Right. And just, you know, but it wasn't the same day.
I wonder if I can apply that rule, how she was doing me and like, yeah, I know my dog pretty, motherfucker.
You know what though? I really think that if you do that, I think that you can pull it off, but it just has to be kind of funny because I do it and I'll just kind of go, I know, isn't she gorgeous?
See, that sells happy comedy.
Right, but you're a big black man, so if you're talking about, yeah, I know, then they're going
to
the police are
going
to be there in 0.02 seconds and they're going
to
shoot you in your back.
I'm going to lay down like, oh my God, pow, 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 pow.
Right, and then they're going to come and stand over you and shoot you in the back of your head and blow your face off just for good measure because that's what they do.
That's messed up. My mom won't even be able to do an open casket.
No, you should be cremated anyway. Turn all these cemeteries into parks.
And come
while you dead?
Yeah, like
not
have
gonna
a party.
Happen.
I
not
wanted
gonna
people
happen.
To do nasty stuff in the funeral home, smoke reefer. And I
we're gonna limit the number of times you come on the show.
You know, that's messed up.
Right
that's
there, not, that comment right there.
If you don't want to party when you dead, like what's like?
I just watched a video on Facebook that they had a woman sitting up. She had on a hat.
I want you
she
to
had
stop.
On glasses. I swear to God, and she had. They had a cigarette burning in her hand, I believe, and she had her hand, like, on something. But, you know, when you are dead, you got dead hands.
You got to stop right now.
I'm telling you, and the people was there, and they was like, they had her roped off.
I don't want you doing that to me. I'd rather lay in the casket.
No, I just want to be cremated. I don't even want to just...
Now
yeah.
all this extra stuff.
Right. Just, you know what?
But you know what? That's been your persona your entire life to the point with it, man. Hey, look, all that extra shit, burn me up.
And it's ridiculous because what is the point? You're just degrading. You're turning into dirt in a in a box. Why don't you just go ahead and be cremated and then you can turn. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because when I grew up in Kansas City, my grandparents, when I was a little kid, the house that they lived in, there was a golf course that their backyard bumped up against. And on the other side of the golf course, seriously, Daniel Boone was buried there. I think Daniel Boone and his wife were buried there. I swear to God, I had to do it for an eighth grade school project.
They off the chain for that.
But here's the thing. All the space in between, we would play in the golf course as little kids. There was a creek and we'd go get crawdads. It used to be a cemetery. I swear to God, it used to be a cemetery before they turned it into a golf course. Yeah. And they took, and they said that they dug all the bodies up and moved them. I promise.
What's the point in that?
Because they wanted the land. At that point, they did it before black people could live there. Because at that point in Kansas City, black people were segregated to the northern part of the city. The house that they wanted to put a subdivision where my grandparents' house was. They paid for that house. They paid that house off and then bought them the house that they, that second home, their second home in Kansas City. They paid for that house.
Anything to get what they want.
Right. So they moved everybody that was in their old neighborhood. They moved them south, a little further south, and they just happened to butt up against a golf course because at one point, I'm sure wealthier white people lived there.
Yeah,
but they dug up all the bodies and moved them.
That's cool. I could be cremated after the party, but I just want people to celebrate.
No, don't nobody want to have to pay to embalm you. That's too much fucking money. Just get in the box and
why don't you just do
a slideshow? We did that when we buried my dad. We had my dad cremated. He was in the office at the funeral home. He was in the office on the desk, and we put a really pretty white marble urn. We put a really pretty white marble urn up there, but he was in a plastic, like a $7 plastic box, and I'm not even being funny.
Y'all don't do my boy like that, man.
I ain't been spending no bunches of money putting nobody in the hole. We done for the day. I'm done.
You know what?
That's we're done.
That's real when you say, that's my daddy, man. We keep it one.
Listen, seriously, we're finished, but I will tell you this. My father was 6'6", so to buy a casket for my dad is $1 million. Yes, and my dad was also in Western Colorado to have his body shipped because he wanted to be where his parents were. Yeah, no.
6'6"?
6'6". God. Okay, we're done. I'll see you guys on the radio next week.
Pimping.
Damn, 6'6"? My daddy was tall.
That's a big fella.